This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Hi, hour number two with Kathy and Sharon, and we were talking about recipes. I wanted to make a couple comments that Sharon had mentioned, and very valid points. Sometimes at the end of a sale, if you go to the store, I know we have a Kroger store, and there's sales go from Wednesday to Wednesday, but I've noticed like toward the end of the week, and sometimes it's random. You never know, but they will run things on sale in their clearance. If they have too many items that didn't sell, they're perfectly good. They just don't have room on the shelf for it. So I have noticed that like after the sale, then they'll run them on clearance. The other thing is when you look at the sales flyers, sometimes they list products, but they're not on sale. They just want to make you think they're on sale. So I will take that with me, or I'll pick one up at the store or look online, whatever, however I'm ordering. And I'll look at the regular price and I'll go, that's the same price it always was. So I wanted to mention that. You don't get taken when you think it's on sale. Sometimes it's really not.
That's funny. I haven't really noticed that, but I know prices, so I would know if it was a good deal or not. But, yeah, that's a good thing to remember.
Yeah.
That's funny.
And I think that's a key point. Another thing I think is helpful, if you can do it, like right now, it's hard to do because everybody's trying to prepare, and I would encourage that. But if you have a little extra money, I would say to put it aside. Like, okay, let me just use an example. Let's say you get paid twice a week. Then I would say let's just put $20 a week or that pay period aside for things that are going to come up that you know you're going to need more money for, meaning Thanksgiving, birthdays, Christmas, Easter, when you have to buy more food if you're going to have people over, your family, or, you know, like a birthday, you might have do something special for your children. So if you put that little bit of money aside, then if you're having a short amount of money, that pay period, you have that money sitting there. So that's, if you can even put $40, $50 a month just in an envelope in your wherever you keep it or however you save it, that's what I do. I just use bank envelopes and I mark on there. It's for holidays. And then I know what I'm going to use it for. My son got married a couple years ago and I had extra money there so that if we were going to do like a shower for her, there was money sitting there. That was my, quote, special occasion. So it's just kind of like an extra emergency fund.
You know, that cracked me up because I use envelopes, too, the bank envelopes, and I mark on them for different things. I just think it's funny how we think so similar. I advocate the prepared pantry. So actually probably 70 to 80% of my food money is actually used to buy extra sell things and stock up, and I probably by 20-30% for like fresh things like milk and vegetables and, you know, fresh stuff. But the majority of my money actually already is for that because I have a prepared pantry, shall we say, well stocked with stuff. And so I just need the fresh stuff for like when that whole COVID thing came down, we didn't even have to go to town. We just after a while, I want some fresh stuff. You know, I have powdered milk, but I'd rather have real milk, okay, regular.
Mm-hmm.
So I buy that. And so when the sales run, I'm always buying ahead. So the thing you were talking about, markdowns, too, I have found Kroger is an incredibly good deal. We have two other major stores. One's in Albertsons and another named brand, or actually three, I guess. But anyway, Kroger, our Kroger store, has the best deals, and they tend to have markdowns. And we have this shrinkflation going on, so they're making things smaller. I just watched a video where the guy said he bought graham crackers. It used to always be 10 in a package. There's only 9 now, okay? And so when they get smaller packages, they can't put the smaller on the shelf with the big one because it stands out. So they will take the other ones on the shelf that are not expired or anything. They'll throw them in the markdown, then they'll restock the shelf with all the smaller shrunk ones. And so you can get some really good deals in markdowns if you watch them, which is, you know, something you were talking about. Before I forget, just because it's kind of random, if you're making soups, I don't like real watery soups. I just don't. I like substance. So you can use instant mashed potatoes to thicken up almost any soup, and it's really easy to heat it up, and they make it a lot more like a chowder consistency. So it's a nice idea if you can pick some up on hand somewhere and just have that for a filler. I mean, I personally like real potatoes as opposed to instant mashed potatoes. But they are really handy for thickening up soups. Just random thing. Continue.
Yeah, I agree. I'm going to read some of my recipes because I promised I would do this.
Okay.
And every time I do a class, I always forget stuff. I'll think, oh, why didn't I save? And, you know, it'll just come to me like 2 hours later. But
mm-hmm.
I think one of the things, if you can do it, now it's harder for me to cut back. I mean, I had 4 children. I had 3 boys and a girl. So I was used to, like you, I was used to making big meals. So it's really tough for me to cut back to just 2 people.
Me too.
But if I can, certain things, I can double the batch. Like today I'm going to make chili. So I'm going to double it, and then we will eat it today and maybe 2-3 days down the road, and then I'll freeze the rest. But if you can double it, it saves you time. A lot of my tips are time, because to me, if I can save time, then that gives me time to do other things, to especially prepare. You know, I still have a couple things out in my garden that are hanging in there that I need to dehydrate. So that it opens up time for me. But I would say, like you mentioned, a casserole. You can do enchiladas, you can do tuna, you can do chicken and rice. Just go on and pick out your favorite items that you like to eat. Like Sharon said, put in the 3 or 4 items, and you'll get all kinds of recipes. And I think you find like one person or one cookbook that's your style that you like. And then you can go from there. But I always tweak my recipes. There's very seldom where I go, oh, it needs more salt or it needs more vegetables or something. But you can, like, let's say you want to make a beef roast. Well, you can put your carrots and potatoes in there and your onions, and then save the juice. Don't throw that away. That's the flavor. And take the meat, and then if you're not going to use it right away, then take whatever pieces you're going to use and freeze it. So you could make beef and noodles. You could make hot, roasty sandwiches. You could add some to soup. You know, like make, let's say you've got vegetable soup or some kind of soup you need beef for. Then save that chunk of meat and then add that toward the end of cooking. You could use, and if you don't have a lot of meat, there's all kinds of things you can stretch. You can use lentils. You can use beans. I mean, there's all kinds of beans, navy beans, you know, pinto, kidney, black. I mean, there's so many. But there's, don't forget about that other field. And there's a little package if you're really not into wanting to cook that much. I think it's called like a 12 bean soup or 15 bean soup, and you just have to add like onions, carrots, and you can add meat if you want, but it's inexpensive. I mean, that would be a great thing to have a couple of those on hand in case you totally run out of groceries and you just can't get to the store, or you're running out of money before payday. But you can do like your own homemade pizza. And you can add less cheese and make your own crust. I've made my crust by hand. I've made it in the bread machine. But you can get French bread. Like, let's say you have a dinner and you have French bread and you have a half a loaf left. Well, just cut it in half lengthwise. Put your pizza sauce on there. Put your, if you want cheese, put cheese or whatever toppings you want. And just bake it maybe at 325 for about 10, 12 minutes. And it should be done. I mean, and that would make a dinner or a lunch for two people. I always stretch mine with, if I don't have a lot, I'll stretch it with, well, I've got some applesauce in my freezer that I made. Or maybe I have some canned peaches. Or maybe I'll make some bread or muffins. So I kind of stretch it if I notice that my meal, like, oh, boy, I don't really have a lot. So then I have a little bit of a filler. You can make goulash. I mentioned chili. You can make, like, white bean soups with ham, a white chicken chili, vegetable soup, spaghetti, anything with pasta. There again, if you don't have meat or you don't have a lot, you can use a little bit of ground beef, but then you can add other things to it. Like, I don't mind adding almost like a pasta primavera. If I, let's say, I have a lot of squash or peppers or onions, I'll make that instead for myself because I like that. But I think the key is, like, to take your product, like Sharon said, if you just plan, if you have a chicken, then you can make chicken a la king. You can add chicken, you make chicken and dumplings. You can add it to a casserole dish. So you can make one meal. If you get a big chicken, then you can take that one meal and stretch it. And then if you're not going to use it right away, I suggest freezing it so you don't just throw it in the back of your refrigerator, because I'm guilty of that now. I'll find stuff. If it's a covered dish that it's not clear and I don't see it, I'll find it a week later. And I don't do it very often, but I still throw things away because I just forget about it. I get busy with other things. So, I mean, there's a lot. I didn't read everything that I have. I don't know if you have any other things, Sharon, that in the way of meals that you would recommend that you've had, like especially easier meals or quick meals.
Well, I make a lot of different stuff. I tend to lean towards Mexican spicy stuff. And then also just like, you know, if you have chicken, you bake chicken and noodles with really hearty noodles and good stuff. Or you can throw some, I like to throw a little bit of diced carrots in it. It adds flavor and a little celery. It makes it a little more flavorful. You can take like that roast you're talking about, and you can make rich dip sandwiches too. I have also taken you buy those deli breads. I buy them on sale. They have a markdown for that too. I try to buy everything on sale when possible or markdown. Anyway, and you can open them up and you can make like sandwich breads and grill them in the oven with maybe Swiss cheese or mozzarella or something on top. Like I have family in Alaska, so they send salmon down. So I can make a nice salmon spread, either smoked or regular, and put it on top and we grill that, or you can do it with other meats. But there's just so many ways to stretch the food, and maybe people don't need to stretch it now, but it would be good to try some of these recipes out. But I would say, think about what you like. If you don't like rice, don't use rice. Barley is actually a good backup. There's a really good chicken noodle chicken barley soup that's really tasty. I had never eaten barley. My neighbor made it and gave me some, and I thought, wow, this is actually good. So you might try some things you haven't tried. I like beans, too, but like we do ham and beans, and the white beans don't set well with my husband. I love them. So I just use pinto, and they actually work really well. So you can try different kinds of beans. I like black beans. My mother-in-law doesn't. But if you like them, they're really tasty. There's just the idea is learning how to cook from scratch and then figuring out how to not waste your food. So like you, I cook too much, and I'm starting to learn to freeze, and I'm trying to keep a note of what's in my freezer because I forget it once in the freezer. So I'm actually thinking about keeping a list outside so I can remember that. And I hear music.
Well, yeah, and you can also add barley to your vegetable soup. I add a half a cup.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals. deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
There's a YouTube video, and the lady, her name is Clara, and it's Great Depression Cooking. And she's such a sweet lady. She's now passed away. But there was one video, and her grandson came over. He looked to be right around 18 or 20. And he had all of his buddies with him. There was probably six of them all together around the table. And she's had to be like 92. And these young men just loved her. It was such a sweet video. And she made a pan of potatoes, onions, and I believe that she added hot dogs or sausages or something. And she seasoned it. And she put the pan on the table. Now, she said to these boys, now, remember, this is what we ate in the Depression. It's not very fancy, and you're not probably not going to like it. But they ate the whole thing, and they were like, it was so cute, these young men. It's like they never had home-cooked food before. And they were just so kind to her, and it was just such a sweet thing to see the relationship with her and the young men. And I think that both Sharon and I are grandmothers, and I feel, to me, like I have four children and now some spouses with them, but I just feel like if there's a problem, they're going to come home. And even though I try to tell them to get prepared, I know they're only half-hearted listening to me. So I feel like how much food would I need for 11 people or 12 people? I mean, that's a lot of food. I would run out. I know I would probably in a few months, but my husband and I, we could go quite a long time. So I'm trying to do that in that perspective of, I think they would get on board real quick if they realized the seriousness of it. But I just wanted to mention that YouTube video of the relationship of how she did her own home cooking. It was a simple meal. If you have potatoes, onions, noodles, eggs, beans, rice, carrots, celery, pasta, canned tomatoes, you can make a lot of meals. And you can get real creative. You can also do like breakfast for dinner. If you don't have anything out, you know, you can do eggs and bacon, or you can do eggs with toast and maybe cook up some home fried potatoes if you have a lot of potatoes. Like right now, I have a whole big bucket of carrots that it's not enough to can, but I'm going to try to use them up in some meals in the next couple days that I pulled out from the garden. So I think it's just getting things, using them wisely, and learning. I think it's an ongoing process. I'm always learning and keeping my eyes open. And Sharon made a point, too, I think that is worth it, is try not to pay a full price for anything. Her and I have been at this for a while, and I very seldom have to pay full price for anything. Well, if I know I'm getting low, I kind of keep my eyes out for sales. And I almost always have one or two backups in my pantry. So, but anyway, Sharon, I didn't know if you had anything else to add to the meals that, or any other ways that you stretch your budget with that.
Well, we've done a lot of stretching. I was just going to suggest that you're talking about running the store for peppers, but you can take green peppers and dice them up and put them on a cookie sheet. I know you've done this. And then freeze them flat. And then you throw them in a bag and they just crumble right out like mixed vegetables or anything you buy in the store. And you can even do that with onion. Onion does have a little stronger smell, so you might want to double bag it. And then I was also going to mention, when we're talking about crock pots, in Amy's book, The Tightwad Gazette, I don't agree with everything. She goes way out there, but she has some really good principles. And she talks about what's called the squeamish factor, which is something you consider. You can get crock pots at thrift stores probably $5, okay? Especially a lot of the thrift stores have a half-off day. And in the summer, you can get them even cheaper at garage sales, but you don't have to go out and buy it new. And her squeamish factor was like people said, oh, I would never buy used bedding or sheets. And she goes, oh, so when you travel to the hotels, you bring your own bedding, do you? And so it's a squeamish factor. Now, we all have it to a certain extent, but you realize if you get a crock pot at thrift store, if nothing else, bleach it out and it's good. You know, it's usable. And so you don't have to go everything, buy everything brand new. So people say, well, I can't afford to do this. Well, you probably could if you just start thinking a little creative. The other thing is, I would suggest that you have a variety of seasonings and spices on. And the cheapest way is to buy it in bulk. But if you can't, both Walmart and the Dollar Tree can have those little containers that are a buck a piece. And you could at least have that, and that'll make a whole lot of difference on what you can do with the same food if you have a different variety of seasonings for it. And I think I hear music again. Yep.
Yeah, we're at the bottom of the
app. I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After Presidents Biden and Putin talked about the escalating tensions near the eastern border of Ukraine, Biden reiterated a show of force to protect the Ukraine from Russian forces is not on the table. The
United States is going to unilaterally use force to confront Russia invading Ukraine is not in the cards right now.
Lindsey Graham on Fox News responds.
The reason that these troops are on the border is they're testing Biden. I think after Afghanistan, he put in motion bad guys trying to test him at every turn.
Leaders have announced Australia, the United Kingdom, and Canada will join the United States in a diplomatic boycott of the 2022 Beijing Winter Olympics. The arsonist who allegedly torched the Fox News Christmas tree was freed after his arraignment Wednesday night because his charges were not eligible for bail under a new liberal reform law in New York City. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Gary Sinise Foundation Snowball Express serves the children and surviving spouses of fallen military heroes. They are committed to support that holds space to honor their fallen heroes while also helping create new memories as they move forward. Mr. Sinise on Fox News Thursday morning says Snowball Express is going virtual again this year.
We're going virtual again. We have a wonderful show. It's a day-long event, so we prepared this day-long event with lots of things going on. Big opening that actually was shot at Disney. We have my band closing the show. It's a day-long event. It starts in the morning for the kids. We're going to have over 2,000 of our Snowball Gold Star families tuning in. So many children. Lots of fun things for them to do throughout the day. They can click on this and click on that and go to this room and go to that room. And there's all kinds of activities throughout the day. All kinds of special guests tuning in to send messages of support to them. Lots of entertainment. It's going to be a fun day for the families, and really it's an opportunity for them to kind of, you know, come together as well. What's so special about Snowball Express is that you have all these Gold Star families from all over the country, and they come together as one big giant family. They all the kids see that they're not alone in what they're going through.
If you can help, GarySiniseFoundation.org. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
season
for 2 seconds during the
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
I wanted to make a couple comments about a different, we're kind of go off topic here. I've been thinking, obviously, a lot about Christmas, and I know a lot of people buy wrapping paper. I try to use the gift bags because you can reuse them. And if we don't, we just reuse them. And my kids a lot of times will just give them back to me. So I'm very careful. I have used wrapping paper on occasion, but I sometimes find it like at moving sales. I got a whole two of them. I got two of the plastic
They're like Rubbermaid bins, but they're tall. You can store wrapping paper in them. I got two of them for $5, and they were loaded with wrapping paper. And then I do recycle it if I do use it. But for the most part, we reuse our gift bags. I have a huge box of them, from really big to tiny. So that's an idea, that if you don't have a lot of money, just look for at garage sales or moving sales, or after Christmas, like Sharon said, sometimes you can find stuff 80-90% off. And I've been making a few of my own gifts this year. I have two people. I'm actually making lap quilts for them. They're about the size of a crib quilt. And I made two of those. And I tried to, there again, I tried to get everything I got on sale. And I use whatever I have. If I have a fabric that I've already have at home, then I'll use that. But I made little toddler pillowcases for my grandchildren, and my daughter's got an odd size pillow, and so she gave me the measurements. So I'm making her pillowcases with that. Some of the fabric I had, some I had to buy because the grandkids had a certain color they wanted. And then I'm also making, they're like, I call them like a tool wrap. My husband puts his screwdrivers and different tools in there, and I make like pockets for him, and then it flips over, and then he can wrap it up and take it with him when he's going to work on a project somewhere. So I'm making two of those. But that's just something that, you know, I can do because I know how to do it. I made a lot of freezer jam to give to neighbors because they always bring over some little gift for Christmas. So I like to give my freezer jam away. But I'm just trying to think ahead. I'm going to try to do more for next year, make doll clothes for my little granddaughter as part of her gift. So if you're talented in an area, then I would suggest maybe look throughout the year and get the supplies you need if you can make something for someone.
No, I agree. I also look for markdowns and stuff during the year. Like, I got these really nice candles that were $10 marked down to like $2.50 in big glass jars. I thought that'd be kind of a good token. They were nice scents too.
Mm-hmm.
So I look for that. But I was, you know, kind of going along with what I was thinking during the break is people say, but I don't have any money to stock up. Okay. And I'm not real big on I can't. I'm more like, how can you make it work? Okay, that's just my mentality. Like, maybe I can't quite do this, but what could I do? Okay, so I'm going to throw out a couple suggestions. First, I would say don't disdain store brands on a lot of the foods. Okay, once in a while they're not worth it. Like Miracle Whip, we don't really use it. My husband's into it for a while. But the store brand Miracle Whip isn't good. Okay, you got to get Miracle Whip. But mayonnaise as a whole is just mayonnaise. And most of the time you're putting it in with a sandwich spread or something. And honestly, I don't think if you were to put two different mayonnaises on bread that most people would know the difference, okay? I don't think most people have that definitive of a taste. Same with a lot of ketchup. Now, you might make a difference on – I use ketchup in my cooking, so you don't notice it, okay, that much. But maybe you would know it on a hot dog if you're real gourmet, but most people aren't. I'd also say if you say, well, I don't have any money, but you go buy those frozen lasagnas, which I'm not knocking that you buy it, but instead of buying the frozen lasagna for, I don't know, they're running about $8 on thing now, I think, $8.10. You could take that money. If they were $8, you could buy 16 cans of tomatoes, okay, when they're on sale. So that would stock you with, instead of buying the lasagna, maybe just make something simple at home instead, a pot of chili or something else so you're cutting back on what you're buying. Or instead of buying an expensive steak, go ahead and buy some hamburger and take the extra money and use it to stock up. Also, a lot of people like to have their lattes and their wines and stuff. And I'm not knocking you shouldn't have it, but where do you want to put your money? Do you want that glass of wine really bad, or would you rather have extra food on hand when it goes double? Or do you want that latte every single day? Can you just make a pot of coffee at home a couple days a week and have it $10, $15 extra a week that you could buy a lot of stuff on sale? So I'm trying to suggest that you cut back on the expenses that you're currently spending because you're buying food now, and put that extra money into stocking up on basics like pasta. And I actually make my own spaghetti sauce, but they do have spaghetti sauce on sale pretty good. You just buy the jars in. I can make it cheaper because I buy tomato sauce on sale in the case lots, and I can make my own, and plus I like my own seasoning. But you don't have to go that route. You can just buy spaghetti sauce, and you can make a pretty simple meal, spaghetti sauce and some veggies. I like frozen veggies as a whole better. They'll store for quite a while, but for longer term, you need to get canned veggies, especially if you're going to soup and stuff like that. But they do put those on sale. They've shrunk them down from 16 ounces to 12 or 13 ounces, and you can usually get them on sale for a buck, which is not great, but it's better than nothing. But I would say start getting creative what you can kind of reduce or do without for a while to get ahead, because I feel like you cannot do this, and then you're going to be forced to eat things like top ramen and really basic food, or you can have stuff on hand. You could be eating some really nice, hearty meals for a minimal amount of money if you'll just buy it now. And so that's just my goal, to try to reduce the stress for what I see coming. I cannot see any way around it, and I'm not a negative person. It's just that they got over 100 shipping containers sitting out there now. Like you said, the wheat up in Canada couldn't get shipped. They're having trouble with plastic and tin and metals, and that's going to affect our ability to get food. They're going to probably still put some in the food, but it's going to be higher because the demand's going to be higher because there's very limited amount. And then we already know a couple of those big manufacturers have said they're going to go up at least 20-25%, which is going to show up, I'm sure, at least 40% on your shelf. So Kathy and I, our desire is to help reduce stress in the future and help us roll into this, quote, new reality and how we can make it best and still, like, really have hearty meals, enjoyable. And I also would suggest, you know, if there's some other things that you think are really important that aren't food items, that you try to get ahead on that. But there are a lot of ways to stretch your money. Trust me, I've had to live on very little watch time because my husband hurt his back, serious back injuries twice. We had a house fire. And he has an autoimmune disease, so we've learned how to live very frugally on a small amount of money by just being intentional about where you put your money. And I'm not saying you can't have your latte or whatever you like, but just maybe minimize it for a while so you can get extra money if you don't have extra money, or if you just have some extra money that you thought for a rainy day, you might want to just put it into food and essentials now because it's going to cost you so much more later. And I just don't, honestly, I know Kathy and I have talked about this, we just can't see how it's not going to happen, okay? And we know that prices virtually never go down, so even if you buy it now, it's not going to get cheaper down the road, no matter what, it never does. So I would just super recommend doing that. Also, I was going to say, as far as a roast, Vincent's recipe for pepperoni roast is amazing, and we eat a lot of venison, and it is wonderful for wild game. So if you want to check it out, you can make it that way. And then you can even make like almost French dip sandwiches or grilled sandwiches on top afterwards. It's a really good way to cook a roast. Buying a regular beef roast might be kind of spendy, but if you watch it, oh, there's something else that if you're in town kind of early in the morning, you can check the meat department, and they usually mark down the meat that's been out for 2 or 3 days. And it starts to get a little discolored. It's not bad. It just doesn't have that red-pink look, but it's perfectly fine. You can buy that a lot of times at half off. Unfortunately, prices are going so high, our store doesn't have that great of deals anymore, but I have seen them. And there's also, for a while, they had this great big old, I think it was called pork tenderloin. It was like 8 pounds, 9 pounds. You can cut that into steaks, and you can cut it into roasts and rewrap it, and then you can use it for a lot of other meals later, and it was way cheaper. I think it was like 98 cents a pound. And so you could actually have pork steaks by cutting that. You'd have a pork roast by cutting that. It's just a huge piece of meat, so you're going to have to take it home, cut it up in smaller pieces, and wrap it. But that's a much more economical way to buy meat if you can find it that way.
Yeah, I agree. It takes me a long time to shop because I always poke around and I look for the sales. And I kind of, some stores I go to have the clearance items right on the shelf. But other areas, other stores have it in an area. So you kind of learn where that is. I wanted to make another recommendation. I believe that with the metals and the plastics being difficult, if you have room for it and you can afford it, just go, if you can go to like the place that sells like the great big rolls of foil and plastic wrap, I don't know what they are now. They're probably $18 or $20, but I've had one for a long time. But I think I'm going to get another thing of foil because I still have like a third of it left. But it's not, the price isn't going to go down. I already know that.
So if it's
yeah,
not,
I did that myself. I did that myself because I thought, you know, things are just going up. So I have backup locks for each of them. Yeah.
Well, and I save the, you were talking about like the lasagna dinners. Sometimes I have, I don't have one right now, but I do buy one. It's called my emergency meal. Like somebody's coming over or somebody's like not feeling good and I just don't have anything else and I really don't want to go out or the weather's bad and whatever. But on the top of those meals, they have a really nice piece of foil that fits a 13 by 9 pan. I save those. I wash them in soapy water. It's heavy duty. I mean, it's like way thicker than even your heavy duty foil. It's almost rigid. So I save that if I have a 13 by 9 pan and I need to cover it. And then I just wash it in soapy water. And once it starts to use it so many times, it starts to not look so good. But if you don't bend it, it's a really nice piece of foil to keep. I mean, I threw them away for a long time. One day I'm like, why am I throwing this away? You know, if it's perfectly on a 13 by 9, especially a foil pan. So that's something. But one of the things that I've noticed lately, and I think it's only because I'm so aware of the prices, like when I'm in the store, if I get this really strong feeling like, you know what, you probably ought to grab this, almost always it's worked out where I'm glad I did because they don't have it for a while or the price jumped or something just changed where I couldn't get it. So I really listen to the, if I have the money and I can do it, I really listen to that feeling now because I'm like, yeah, I have rice at home or whatever. I should just grab this. And sure enough, I'll go back and they either don't have it or they don't know when they're going to get it. And I'm glad I bought it. But I've noticed huge gaps. Like I went to Sam's. I think I talked about this a little earlier, but there was just areas where there was nothing there. They didn't even try to fill it. And so I was like, wow, this is just unbelievable that they're having trouble getting, especially for the holidays. But a lot of it was your basic items. So Sharon, when we get back, we've only got one segment left. We got a few more things I want to get in here, and we can talk about those when we get back.
Okay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I wanted to make a comment about the plastic. My grandmother used to do this, and I'm going to start doing this again. She would save, like, all of her wrappers from bread and anything that she had plastic in. And she would roll it. She just, like, flatten it out and just roll it. And then if she got another one, she would just keep adding to the roll. Then she'd put a rubber band on it. But one of the reasons I'm going to do this is lately I buy the plastic, like, the food storage bags. If I'm making bread and I want to give it away, because it's bigger than a Ziploc bag, I can't get my bread in a gallon Ziploc. But I've noticed that the plastic is a lot thinner, and it's ripping. Like, I made a loaf of bread, I put it in the refrigerator, and on the bottom, the whole thing was ripped out. And I just don't know, and I felt it, and I'm like, wow, it's so much thinner than even a bread wrapper. So I'm not that I'm not going to ever use them, but I'm going to start saving my bread wrappers just in the event that the plastic just isn't available or I can't, I just can't trust it. So I wanted to mention too, Sharon, Vincent's been talking about fertilizer and the prices are going to go up on everything if we don't have fertilizer. And so you were talking about vegetables. And I'm sure you've done this too, where I've been going and buying the great big bags of frozen vegetables, or if I find them on sale, and I just put them right on my dehydrator and then put them in the jars. One of the things I want to caution people on is if you're going to do that, leave your jar on the counter for a couple days and make sure that if you don't have any moisture in there or the whole thing is going to get moldy. So kind of turn it upside down and look and make sure there's no moisture. And if you're good after 3 or 4 days, then go ahead and vacuum seal those up. And those will last a long time. But that way you can add it, like if you're making vegetable soup or you're making a casserole, or you just need to rehydrate it, you've got them right there because I can't imagine, and that doesn't take up that much space as far as keeping them in your freezer.
Yeah, I agree. I actually dehydrate a lot of stuff, too, but I know that not everybody has dehydrators yet. You know, you can actually get pretty inexpensive ones. The Excalibur is really nice, and I have it. But when I first started out, I just used one of the little brown ones, and it just takes a little longer, and they work. And you can find them at thrift stores, too, and garage sales especially. But you can even find them at thrift stores. But, yeah, I agree. It's there's a lot of ways to stretch the food. And there's a lot of, and it's actually pretty rewarding to tell you the truth. If you walk down, I have a pantry area, and it's just nice to look like I've got all this food. I'm not going to be hungry. You know, I don't have to do that sudden rush to the store that all those people did when they said there was going to be lockdowns for COVID, and then there wasn't enough food on the shelf because people weren't having to pay, they weren't having to make their lunches and breakfasts a lot, and sometimes even dinners, and all of a sudden they knew they were going to have to stay home and they're going to have to cook it. So they're buying, you know, 3 or 4 weeks worth of food when they only bought 4 or 5 days. And so you don't want to be caught in that position again, and at least I don't want to. I wasn't caught in it. But, you know, it's just planning for what's going to come. You can sit there and you cannot plan and be one of the people scrambling at the last minute, trying to figure out what you're going to feed yourself, your family, and stressing because you don't have enough money to buy the groceries because they've gone so high. Or you can be proactive and you can get some stuff now and have your basics, knowing that I can always throw together a pot of soup or some pot pie or some spaghetti or, you know, there's all these different foods you could just throw together because you got them in your house. You got the food. And it's just so much less stress, plus you're going to save a lot of money if you buy it now. But, you know, it's up to each person. They can do it or not. I just highly recommend it, and Kathy would too. And I actually think you can find great joy in putting your own food together and not just buying prepared stuff. And I'm not saying I don't buy prepared things. I have bought prepared stuff. But the vast majority of my food I cook from scratch. But, you know, sure. When we were not feeling well, we bought little frozen lasagnas. They're pretty good. I'm sure they're not healthy as much as what I would make, but they're quick. Like you said, somebody comes over, it's nice to have a few things you can just pull out and put right on, especially if you're only planning for 2 people and all of a sudden you're going to feed 6, you know, and you don't have much time. It's wonderful. I'm not knocking it, but I just believe you should be intentional about how you live, and you should be intentional how you get your groceries, intentional how you're going to plan for the new reality that they're giving us, whether we like it or not. So I kind of beat it to death, but I just really believe in this. And it's back to you, Kathy.
Well, Sharon, you know, Cargill had an article, and they predicted about a 40% increase in food prices for this year. And then they said for the second and third year after that, they figured that they would double. And they thought that because of all the disruption, the drought, everything, all the turmoil, it would probably take a decade before they wouldn't rise. So when I read that, I had one of those nights I didn't sleep too good. I was like, okay, where's any of my gaps? Sharon, I want to thank you very much for helping me today and being on the teacher in the class with me. And I really appreciate it, Sharon.
Oh, I enjoyed it. You have a good day, and hope everybody else has a good day.
Yeah. Thank you, everybody.
Okay, bye.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.